Let us pray in silence to prepare our hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn 23. Let us sing hymn 23. We thank the grace of the Lord that we can continue with our family altar. For tonight's reading, let us turn to Psalms 52. Let us turn to Psalms 52. Psalms 52, let us read from the verses 1 down to verse 9. Psalms 52, verse 1. Why do you boast of evil, O mighty man? The kindness and steadfast love of God endures all the day. 2. You are plotting destruction, your tongue like a sharp razor, you worker of treachery or deceit. 3. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking the truth. 4. You love all words of that devil, O deceitful tongue. 5. But God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. 6. The righteous shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him, saying, 7. See, the man who would not make God his refuge, but trusted in his abundance of his riches, and sought refuge in the work of destruction. 8. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God, forever and ever. 9. I will thank thee forever because thou hast done it. I proclaim thy name, for it is good in the presence of the godly. Alright, so this Psalms 52, it is a Psalm of David. So in the topic given above, here says to the choir master. So we know that it is a song to be sung in the temple or during public worship. And here tells us it is a maskil of David. So when we say maskil here tells us about the instructive psalms. So it is an instruction given to make one to be wise and to make one skillful. We can refer to Psalms 32 verse 8. Let's refer to Psalms 32 verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. So the upper portion here tells us, I will instruct you and teach you. Alright, so when we say a maskil, it is the instruction given to make one to be wise, to be skillful, so that in the future we're able to make a wise decision, to make a correct decision. Alright, so it is an instruction given to us by David. And in the topic, let's turn back Psalm 52. Psalms 52, the topic here says, a maskil of David when Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul, David has come to the house of Ahimelech. So here we know there is a historical background which tells us about the time when David was fleeing from the king Saul. Let us turn to firstly 1 Samuel. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 21. 1 Samuel chapter 21, let us read verse 1 first. Verse 1. Then came David to Nob, to Ahimelech the priest. And Ahimelech came to meet David trembling and said to him, why are you alone and no one with you? Alright, so here tells us at the time, while David was fleeing from the king Saul, so he came to Nob. And we know that Nob, it is a priestly city in Benjamin. And at the time, the tabernacle of the Lord was there. So David at the time went to Ahimelech. And in the verse 7, here tell us, now a certain man of the servant of Saul was there that day, detained before the Lord. His name was Doeg, the Edomite, the chief of Saul's herdsmen. Alright, so here also tells us at the time, there was this Doeg there. Let's continue. 1 Samuel chapter 22. 1 Samuel chapter 22. Actually, now it is from the verses 9 down to verse 23. 1 Samuel chapter 22. 9 down to 23. We'll read some of the verses. In the verse 9. Then answered Doeg, the Edomite who stood by the servant of Saul, I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob to Ahimelech the son of Ahitub. So here tells us about the report given by the Doeg to King Saul. In the verse 6, Now Saul heard that David was discovered and that men were with him. Alright, so later on, it was made known to Saul that they have discovered David. Then, of course, Saul, he was annoyed, he was disappointed that people did not tell him many things, especially about the relationship, about the agreement, the covenant made by his son with David. So he was a bit annoyed, very angry. So therefore, as the story goes in the verse 9, so at the time, Doeg made known to Saul about seeing David and that Ahimelech. So here tells us in the verse 10, and he inquired of the Lord for him and gave him provisions and gave him the sword of Goliath, the Philistine. Alright, so at the time, this was made known to the king. Then king summoned Ahimelech the prince to him. And of course, at the time, as the story goes, Saul accused Ahimelech, that Ahimelech sided this King David. So in the end, he says that they will die. But of course, because they were the priests of the Lord, so Saul, he would dare not put hands on the priest. So in the verse 18, then the king said to Doeg, you turn and fall upon the priest. So Doeg the Edomite turned and fell upon the priest, and he killed on that day 85 persons who wore the linen ephod. And even 19, they went to knock the city of the priest. He put to the sword both men and women, children and the sucklings, oxen as a sheep, he put to the sword. Alright, so at the time, this Doeg not only made known to Saul about the whereabouts of David, but now he acted upon the command of the Lord. He killed the priests of the Lord, 85 of them, and the families of the priests, those who were at the Nob. And later on, one of the son of Ahimelech, verse 20, Abiathar. So he escaped and fled to David. And here David says, verse 22, and David said to Abiathar, I knew on that day when Doeg the Edomite was there that he would surely tell Saul, I have occasioned the death of all the people of your father's house. Alright, so this is the background to the Psalms 52. It tells us about this Doeg the Edomite. Alright, let's turn back to Psalms 52. So here tells us, to the choir master, a masque of David, when Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul David had come to the house of Ahimelech. Of course, at the time, Doeg thought that he was loyal to King Saul. But in actuality, from whatever he reported, he said to the King Saul, so it makes Saul more angry. It makes Saul all the more to want to kill those who were on the side of David. So it irritated King Saul. So in the Psalms 52, we can divide it into three parts. The first part is from verses 1 down to 4. It tells us about the portrait of the wicked or the evil. And the second part, from the verses 5 to 7, the end of the wicked or those who were evil. And the third part, verses 8 and 9, the praise of the righteous. Now we will run through the first part, verses 1 down to 4. It tells us about the portrait of the wicked or those who are evil. So in the verse 1, why do you boast of evil, O mighty man? Alright, so here it refers to Doeg. So Doeg thought that he was loyal to King Saul. Alright, so here says, you are plotting, verse 2, destruction. Your tongue is like a sharp razor, you workers of deceit. Alright, so here tells now about the tongue, the words of this Doeg. So the whole Psalms 52 tells us to be watchful today of our tongue, our words, what we say. So in the verse 2 here says, your tongue is like a sharp razor. So means it is able to cut, to wound, and even to kill. So be careful of the tongue, the words that we speak. And here says, it is deceitful. And in the verse 3 here, there is a comparison. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking the truth. So Doeg, he did not love good and the truth, but he loved evil and lying. So verse 4, you love all words that devour, O deceitful tongue. Alright, so the first part here tells us about the tongue, the words of the wicked, those who are evil. It brings harm, it will kill. And they do not love good, but they love falsehood. So today, let us be very careful about the tongue, about our words. As we are able to know from the James chapter 3, from the verses 1 to 12, it tells us about the tongue. And we know that the tongue, it is a small and a little member in our body. But the destructive force, it is very destructive. So even though the tongue is small, but the Bible in James tells us, it is likened to the fire, the small fire. It is restless evil, deadly poison. Alright, so today let us be careful of our tongue. Let us refer to Romans. Romans chapter 3. Let's turn to Romans chapter 3. Let us read from the verses 9 down to 14. Romans chapter 3, from the verses 9 down to 14. Verse 9, what then, are we Jews better off? No, not at all. For I have already charged that all men, both Jews and the Greeks, are under the power of sin. As it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. Let's jump, verse 12. All have turned aside, together they have gone wrong. No one does good, and not even one. So in which area that we have gone wrong and done evil and sin? So verse 13, their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of apes is under their lips. So here tells about the throat, the tongue, the lips. All are synonym in relation to our words. Alright, so today let us be careful of what we say, because it will bring harm to others. Then in the second part, from verses 5 down to 7, it tells us about the end of the wicked or the evil one. So verse 5 says, but God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. Alright, so here the key word, break you down, snatch and tear you, and uproot you. Alright, so this will be the end of those who are evil, those who love to speak forth what is not right. Alright, and here tells us, in the end, they will become the examples to the righteous. So verse 6, the righteous shall see and fear. Alright, and they will laugh at them, because they thought in the verse 7, they thought that they could trust in the riches, and that they are able to seek refuge in the work of destruction. So they thought that they will be rewarded. Just likened to Doeg, he thought by revealing about the David, he would be rewarded. Alright, so here tells us, at the time, God will punish them, God will judge. And the third part tells us, verses 8 and 9, the praise of the righteous. So here we can see a comparison. In the verse 8 says, the righteous, I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. So if we compare the end of the wicked in the second part, verse 5, God will break them down, snatch and tear them, and uproot them. But now, the difference is for the righteous, they will flourish like a healthy olive tree. Alright, so they will be full of spiritual vigor. They are able to bear fruits, and they are in the house of the Lord. And the outcome is what? So the righteous, not only they will be strong spiritually, they are able to bear good fruits, that they flourish in the house of the Lord. But now, the righteous, here from the verses 8 and 9, I trust in the steadfast love of God. I will thank thee forever. I will proclaim thy name, for it is good. Alright, so because of this now, we not only are thankful that we will flourish, we will be spiritually healthy, but now we will continue to trust in the Lord, to thank Him, to proclaim His name. And please take note here, in the verse 3, you love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking the truth, Selah. Then in the verse 5, but God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living, Selah. Alright, so twice here there is the word Selah. And of course, we have mentioned this meaning of Selah. It is not clear, unknown. But if we conjecture it, it refers to pause and to reflect. Means at the time, when they have sung this statement, they will have a pause. They will not sing. The music will continue. And as the music continues, here there is the call to reflect. Alright, so here says to reflect. Verse 3, you love evil more than good, lying more than speaking the truth. So let us reflect, are we this type of a people just like Doeg? Alright, then also here asks us to reflect in the verse 5. Reflect about the end of those who are wicked in relation to their words. So the Lord will break them down forever. Right, and they will be uprooted from the land of the living. So it is a call for us to quieten ourselves down, to ponder whether we are as such. So let's read two verses as a conclusion. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. Let's read 36 and 37. Matthew chapter 12, 36 and 37. I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will render account for every careless word they utter. 37. For by your words you will be justified, by your words you will be condemned. Alright, so let us be very careful. On the day of judgment, the Lord will judge us in which area the careless, every careless words that we utter. Let us also read one more verse. 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 10. Chapter 3 verse 10. For he that would love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile. Alright, so today if we want to have life, we want to see good days, let's be very careful of our tongue, of our speech. So let us learn from these instructive Psalms of the David that we be careful of our words. Let us not be like Doeg, who thought that he was doing King Saul a favor, that he was loyal to him. Okay, now we will spend the rest of our time for prayer. Let's continue to pray for ourselves, for our family, for our good health, for the church and for the nation. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We thank you the grace of Lord Jesus Christ. Our family altar will end here. May the peace, the blessings of the Lord be upon all of you. Amen.